Alive 90.5.
Do you know about the Hills Women's Shed? Well, Alive 90.5 FM and the Hills Women's Shed have much in common. We are both located in Borkham Heights Estate. We both are run by volunteers with volunteer boards. We both are here to serve the local community of the Hills and beyond. Now, to help you and me learn more about the Hills Women's Shed, we are very fortunate to have two Hills Women's Shed board members with us here this afternoon, Mercedes Durante and Jeanette Farrell. Welcome to Alive 90.5 FM this afternoon.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you for having us today.
It's great to have you here, and thank you for making the journey across the oval, no doubt. And so you're across the back, is that right, of the estate from where we're sitting here near the dog park?
That's exactly right. Only 3 minutes walking.
3 minutes walk. Well, yeah. I better make sure I do that walk one day and come and say hello as well. Now, a lot of people will be wondering, well, how's the Women's Shed going with COVID-19. When are you going to open your doors again?
As soon as the government allows us to, Darren. We've already prepared our COVID safety plan, and we're just chafing at the bit, can I say, to have our ladies and our visitors back with us. So we're hoping within the next couple of weeks. I think everybody's saying the tip is July. So as soon as we get the okay, our Facebook page will be telling everybody the next date. So it'll be hopefully one of the first Wednesdays in July.
That sounds great. So I'm part of a bike group called Bike North, and we can have up to 20 people riding at the moment. What's stopping you from opening as far as the regulations, or is it your own choice for your safety protocol?
No, as I understand it, the government is still with community venues, which is what we are.
Yes.
We still have to go with the Department of Health operational standards, and also given that it's a council owned premises, we have to wait till they say we're ticked off.
Well, that's great news that you will be opening hopefully in July.
Definitely.
And once you know, please let us know, and we'll promote it here on the airways so the listeners can know. Mercedes, you and I have had a great chat the other day when you visited the station, sharing about how we are volunteer organisations. We have Alive, I'm talking about 150 members and probably 50, 60 active presenters. At the Hills Women's Shed, what is your volunteer base in numbers?
Well, at the moment, because we're reinvigorating the Hills Women's Shed, we are recruiting new volunteers and members. So this Saturday coming, we'll have a volunteer day where every person that have expressed their interest in joining us, they will come in three different sessions, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 12 a.m. We're looking to get about 21 new members, and from then to create a new subcommittee for all the programs that we have.
So wonderful.
The aiming for the Hills Women Shed is to reach 1,000 members by the end of next year.
How many do you have currently?
At the moment, we have only 20, I would say, in the books, but we are recruiting, and with the programs that we're developing at the moment, I'm confident that we will get about 1,000 by the end of next year.
That's wonderful. So you're going from 20 to 1,000 by the end of next year?
Yeah, I'm very ambitious, am I?
No, well, that's great. I was going to share our ambition as Alive 90.5. We want to grow to 500.
Oh, wow.
And by the next time we renew our license, which will happen in 2022. And the ACMA loves to see a big organisation thriving for community radio. So one of their targets for us when last time we renewed was, well, 500 members would be a good target for you. So
yeah. We're
going to try to get to 500. You're going to try to get to 1,000. We're both on Borkham Heights Estate, and it's great that we can share likewise how the community of the Hills can come and be volunteer members of our great organisations.
Exactly now, right. And the aim is, like I said, it's a little bit ambitious, but with the current COVID-19 and health, mental health, I think that we can reach out to those people who've been isolated for a long time. Balcombe Heights is very located in a good spot, and we can reach a bit in the hills area. All those people that feel isolated, that they have any sort of issues, we can reach up to them and then ask them to come and feel like home, because this is what the Hills Womanshed is trying to make up this little house as a home. And I hope you came one day to see our little house in here.
Oh, I'd love to come over. We'll do it very soon and report on how you're going. Well, we're going to just take a quick break for a song and a few advertisements, and we'll be back after the break talking all things of the Hills Women's Shed with Mercedes and Jeanette. Thank you for being here this afternoon.
Alive 90.5.
We're speaking with Mercedes Durante and Jeanette Farrell from the Hills Women's Shed. And Jeanette, just before the break, Mercedes was talking about the numerous projects that you wish to get happening or you have happening at the moment. Can you share a few more projects with us this afternoon?
Certainly, Darren. For every woman, there are a variety of interests, and what we're aiming at doing is providing something that will attract most people. So first and foremost, we want our shed to be a safe place for women to come, to interact with others, to let us know what they need. Now, we'll be meeting regularly and we'll be offering all sorts of things such as sewing, craft sessions. We have a garden. We're currently in the process of planting and nurturing a lot of herbs. And from that, we're going to have a cooking special. We have quite a number of diverse nationalities amongst our group, and we're aiming at having cooking sessions that will use the herbs and spices from that culture, and they'll show us how to cook some of their meals. So we're very inclusive. We'll also have some specialty speakers, people like we have a person coming from the Black Dog Institute. We're having gosh, there's so much that we're having, it's hard to know where to start. We've got a lady who specialises in assisting people to understand their superannuation benefits. She did a webcast with us just recently, and it was extremely helpful to people who didn't realise that they had some insurance benefits within their insurance that a lot of ladies didn't know were there, and they were battling health issues and didn't know that they could reach out to their insurance company. We'll have local identities. We're very much supported by Councillor Mayor Michelle Byrne. She'll be coming along to have a chat with our ladies regularly. We have access to a number of psychologists, so on the days when we have specialty talks about things like anxiety, depression, those sorts of things, we'll have people on site who can just help point people in the right direction, because at the very heart of what we're doing, we are a group that's aiming at assisting people with mental health issues, and we want to destigmatise mental health.
That's wonderful, and I really love it that you're all inclusive, and the idea of bringing in cooks from many cultures to cook with herbs grown in the garden on site, I love it. That's just wonderful. Yeah. And to bring it all together is such a great idea, and I really admire that there's women like yourself and Mercedes who want to take this to another level. And to do that, Mercedes, you believe that you need to bring the community with you, and that makes sense. And what are the sort of community groups that you work with and you want to work with at the Hills Women's Shed?
Well, we aim in to work with everybody pretty much, not only women, but also men. Just to gather together and be able to share ideas. There is people out there, like I said before, that they feel isolated at home, mothers with little kids, that they drop the kids to school and they come back home and doing pretty much nothing. I heard in so many instances that they think, I'm bored at home, I don't know what to do. And also the carers, there's a lot of carers out there that they found themselves a little bit isolated. People who have recently lost their job. So we're trying to gather all, you know, different types of people that they can be with us, have a cup of coffee, tea, discuss with us ways to help them, and then share with them what they can bring over to us as well. Like I said, cooking classes is going to be for vegetarian, for meat lovers. We're going to use our own veggies from our gardens, and the spices. Sewing classes, people sometimes get, you know, that little pair of pants in the closet because the hem just came down or there is some split to the side. We can teach them because I like sewing. I got my own machine and they can bring everything and we do our classes, plus also they can get their clothing fixed.
Yes, I'd love to come and learn some sewing. Yeah. I think I'm pretty good at the cooking, well, my wife says so, but maybe I can learn a few tricks of that as well. Just thinking about the funds that you require to put all this great stuff on. Jeanette, can you let me know how you're doing your fundraising at this time and how you want to supercharge that to go forward as you build to those 1,000 members?
Okay. We've been very fortunate. We've been in receipt of a number of grants that are available from council and from the state government. We're most grateful and appreciative of that. We've had an annual ball over the last number of years, which is our major fundraiser, and we get a lot of support from the local business community. Unfortunately, this year that's been put to the side because of COVID, making it difficult to book dates and venues and things. So we've got some exciting plans for our end of year event, but Darren, I'm going to keep you on the hook with that one, and perhaps we get the chance to come back at a later date and tell you a little bit more.
We'd love to have you. And I know that you don't do it by yourselves and you're part of a wider group here in the Hills. Mercedes, can you share what that group is and what you achieved to do with these sorts of great initiatives?
Yeah, okay. So the Hills Women Shed is an initiative of the Positive Vibe Foundation. So we are under their umbrella and have the support. Now, when we're talking about fundraising, not only the ball, we get a lot of our funds, but also we're sewing shoe and bags. Now, we teaming up with the upmarket in Castle Hill. And we're going to have like a venue there, like a little like a stall there. And we're going to be able to sell things that we make in the shed. So school shoe bags for the little girls dancing, for the dancing shoes, soccer boots, bags, and things like that. So we're going to be... start little by little, and obviously
that's wonderful. From there. And thank you for coming in today, and as representatives of the Hills Women's Shed and the Positive Vibes Foundation. And I'd love to invite you back in again and make this a regular occurrence of talking about the Hills Women's Shed here on Alive 90.5. Thank you, Mercedes. Thank you, Jeanette.